This morning I'd like to ask a question, and then I'd like to reflect on the question a little bit. And the question is, do you think people can change? Can people change? I'm not talking about children. Children can change. We know that children are, we can mold them and shape them when they're young. I went to a choir concert at Fairview Middle School this week and heard these beautiful children just singing their hearts out. And the choir director, Mr. McVickers, said how important art education is because it teaches children discipline and it gives them confidence. So children can change, we know that. But can adults change? You know, sometimes we get so stuck in our ways, we get so used to doing things the same way, it's hard for us to change. You know what they say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But can people change? Can adults change? And I'm not talking about small, trivial ways like which brand of toothpaste you buy. I'm talking about important changes, big changes in your life. Is it possible for us to do that? And I'm not talking about flip-flopping, where we change one day and the next day change the other way, like a flag that changes direction according to which way the wind is blowing. I'm talking about lasting change in our lives. And I'm not talking about forced change. Sometimes life brings us things and we're forced to change. We don't have any choice. But I'm not talking about that kind of change. I'm talking about voluntary change. Change that we accept or that we're open to. Can people change? Because if people can't change, then how is society going to change? If we're just locked into doing things the same way always and no one ever changes, then what hope is there for us? I know sometimes we don't want to change. We just say, leave me alone. I'm happy the way I am. I don't want to change. That's okay sometimes. But can people change? Well, our gospel story today is a story about change. Jesus comes into the city of Jericho, and there are all these crowds that are trying to see him. They line the road that he's going to enter on. And there's one man in particular who wants to see Jesus. The description by Luke is sort of comical. There's this little short guy. He's rich. He's a tax collector. But he's so small, he can't see over the crowd. And you can kind of see him running around with this big pot belly and his fancy clothes flapping. And he's jumping up and down trying to see over the crowd. And he just looks foolish. He can't elbow his way in because the crowd doesn't pay any attention to him. So what he does, he runs on ahead to where he sees that Jesus is going. And then he climbs a tree. He looks even more foolish, like a little boy climbing the tree to get an apple. He's making a fool out of himself. But he wants to see Jesus. And so he's willing to look foolish. What's his motivation for seeing Jesus? I don't know. It doesn't say. The only thing we know about him is that he's a tax collector, he's rich, and he's short. Undoubtedly, he's not too popular with the crowd, being a tax collector. Tax collectors were looked down upon as people who were working for the enemy, gouging their own people, taking extra taxes. So no wonder the crowd hasn't let him in. And when Jesus comes to the tree where Zacchaeus is, he looks up and he says, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree, for I'm going to eat at your house today. And this is a great honor, of course, when a public figure like Jesus is coming through town and he selects your house that he's going to eat at, that's very prestigious. So Zacchaeus is being honored. And this, of course, is a big theme in Luke Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those who look foolish, like Zacchaeus, will be honored with the presence of Jesus. And Zacchaeus scrambles down from the tree and he stands before Jesus and he says, "Look, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will repay them four times more." And Jesus says to the crowd, I think Jesus turns with a smile of pleasure, and he says, "Today, salvation has come to this house, for he too is a son of Abraham." He's a descendant of Abraham, not just a physical descendant of Abraham, but a spiritual descendant of Abraham too. So what has happened here is conversion. Zacchaeus has been changed. He's a new person. You can tell because of his financial resolutions. He's not only been changed in his head, but he's been changed in his heart. Not only outwardly, but also inwardly. He's going to treat people fairly, and he's not going to charge extra tax. He's going to be generous to the poor and the helpless, and he's going to become a more generous person in general. So conversion is not just a thing that happens in your head, but it affects everything in your life. It affects your actions, what you do with your time, what you do with your money. And that's what's happened to Zacchaeus. He has changed. It means a change in the way he uses money. He's not using money for his ego or for power now, but he's using it to help people who are in need, to be a more generous person, and to be connected to his community. So can people change? Yeah, I think so. The gospel is showing us someone who has changed. I believe people can change. I believe I can change. I believe you can change. So if that's true, then what keeps us? What keeps us from changing? You know, many people don't want to change. They're like the crowd who are looking at Jesus basically as spectators. They're curious, but that's about it. They're not looking to be changed. And sometimes we just can't see beyond our ordinary reality. Zacchaeus couldn't see on account of the crowd. And I think the crowd represents our ordinary reality. You know, the status quo, the conformity we have to social norms. Sometimes we just can't see beyond that. And so what Zacchaeus did was he ran ahead and he got in a tree so he could see over the crowd. Sometimes what we need to do is have a new viewpoint. That's what Zacchaeus did. So Zacchaeus changed, but he didn't change himself, but he allowed himself to be changed. He opened himself to change. He humbled himself. But it was the presence of Jesus that changed him. And God will change us if we allow him to. Jesus called people to change. He knew that when people are changed, then society will be changed and everything will be changed. So if you want to become a more loving and a more compassionate and a more generous person and more like Jesus, the gospel says, yes, you can do that. You know, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house. And a house is a symbol for the soul. So when we come to the altar, the bread and the wine are symbols of Christ's presence. And when we eat the bread and when we drink the wine, we're inviting Christ into our house, into our soul. And when we do that, what happens is that we bring change and conversion and new life and resurrection. And when that happens, we can say, today, salvation has come to this house. Amen.